Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey down bitches, it's Ellen, and you'd think I'd be here with Joey, but I'm not. I'm here with one of my other podcast partners. Did you guys know I had other podcasts?
Hello, it's Robbie.
Daisy Egan.
God damn it!
No, Daisy, they know Robbie's voice.
I know, but I could pretend. Look, listen. Yes, I am Robbie.
No, that doesn't sound
anything like
her.
Sounds exactly like her.
Daisy, just say I'm Daisy Egan.
And look, here's Joey.
Ah! He's gonna love that. Y'all, I am here with Daisy Egan, and together we host a Love is Blind recap podcast called Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. We're here with really special news. As you know, Daisy Egan, Amber Hunt, and Amanda Rossman created the amazing network called Grab Bag Collab. And most all of their stuff is ad-free and available on Patreon at patreon.com/grabbagcollab. But tell them the good news, Daisy.
We are releasing Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey, Season 6,
on a general feed.
That's right. You can head over to our Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey feed wherever you get your podcasts and listen to Season 6. Now, all of the seasons are like babies to me. I cannot choose a favorite. But if I had to choose a favorite, I would say Season 6 is the most unhinged, emotionally catastrophic, and wild season ever. And we just have so much fun over there, don't we?
We have such a blast. It's the highlight of my life.
Okay, you did win a Tony and have done other really fun stuff, so don't be hyperbolic. Just tell the people it's a good podcast.
It's a great podcast. We have so much fun. We feel very self-righteous. We feel really smart. We feel really mentally sound. It's great.
It's a great place for us to feel better than all of the people on the show.
Yes.
So I would love for all of you guys to head over to the general feed, like, subscribe, do all of those things, rate, review, and the show is really freaking good. And then, if you're feeling sassy and you want some more, we have two other seasons available on Patreon, as well as so much content for only $5. Tell them all about it, Daisy.
For just $5 a month, you're gonna get Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey, ad-free, and you're also gonna get my advice podcast, Dear Daisy, a podcast about secrets, as well as Pulitzer Prize winner Amber Hunt's true crime podcast, The Catalyst. We also have quarterly show offerings. We've got Rebecca Lavoie's Other People's Problems, and we're adding new shows all the time. We're like the Temu of podcasting.
Wait, I get all of that for $5, Tony Award-winning Daisy Egan?
You sure do.
Oh my God, I hate myself. Seriously, they are doing so much good work over there at Grab Bag Collab, but at the very least, we would love for you to subscribe to the general feed at Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. Head on over wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and review. It only takes a minute and it really helps us out.
And we had a listener who found us on the general feed. They listened to season 5 and they wrote in to say that they weren't going to sign up for Grab Bag because they didn't want to pay for the content. And guess what? They went and looked for a whole bunch of other Love is Blind recap shows and they came back to Grab Bag Collab.
It's a true story. So like, subscribe to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. And then also, while you're at it, why don't you shut the fuck up too? Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
That's all we're asking.
That's it. It's not hard.
I meant you too, Daisy. How's your month?
Oh, it's good. It's Pride, which you already know. I've said
proud?
It.
I'm proud of you. Everybody's proud of you. I'm proud. Rainbows, love, proud, pride. What? You, love is love. I love you. You, what?
And butt stuff. Don't forget the butt stuff. Otherwise, you're homophobic.
Don't say butt stuff in the cold open.
Hold up.
DBs.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to I Think Not, the podcast where we love everyone. Unless we're grumpy, then it's all up for debate. I am Ellen Marsh, and across from me is my gay lover that we just love. We don't do the stuff. Joey Taranto. Hi, Joey.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
That's not his real voice. You have stumbled across I Think Not, or if you're a dumb bitch, you know exactly where you are. We are the podcast that recaps all of your favorite true crime TV shows. Every month, we bring you a new show. This month, we are smack dab in the middle of the highly requested Stalked.
This show is a lot, y'all. I don't know what y'all been going through. I don't know what happens in your home, but I'll tell you what it isn't. Good. It's not good.
You will be on my prayer list till the day I die.
You will. Y'all are going through some things because this shit is dork. It's dork-sided.
It is dork-sided. We got plenty of dork-sided stuff over on our Patreon. We have hundreds, and I do mean hundreds, of episodes of all of your favorite shows. Snap, See No Evil, Pink Collar Crimes, I Almost Got Away With It, Evil Lives Here, Fear Thy Neighbor, Who the Bleep Did I Marry? It is all there. We also have tons of other fun stuff. If you're looking for community and a little bit of fun, that is something we pride ourselves here on I Think Not. Go check us out on the Patreon. We have plans starting as little as $5, and no matter what, for $5, you are going to get 4 bonus episodes a month. That is right, you can have us in your ears for $5 8 times a week. When I say that out loud, that sounds odd.
Did you say 8 times a week?
8 times a month.
I was like, what podcast
you
are you on?
They're like, we added an extra day in the week. It's called Schmageddon Day. And on Schmageddon Day, you get our 8th episode. What is happening?
Listen, it's a perfect time because it's summer. You're going on road trips with your kids that sneeze Cheetos all over the back of your neck. What a great way to ignore them by putting in your AirPods and listening to us squawk in your ears for a few hours.
I can't think of a better thing. If that interests you at all, which if it does, you should talk to your therapist. You can find us on patreon.com/ithinknot. So much fun stuff over there. But don't forget, we are always here in your ears on Wednesday afternoons. Also, squawking in your ears. Wherever you find us, we will be squawking.
Yeah.
Anything else, my love? Anything you want to say to the down bitches and the people?
Well, I got a text from Maddie from the Reality Gaze podcast.
Okay.
And he goes, Queen, we are getting a ton of messages from people letting us know that you're in West Hollywood. I'm sorry, he said it like this. We are getting a ton of messages from people letting us know that you are in West Hollywood, baby. We'll let you know when we're back from tour and we're gonna go out. And I was like, I'm ready, Maddie. I'm ready.
You all have to go to the Reality Gaze Instagram at the very least. I do not know what they do with their live show. They're in a different costume every city. They're in flapper outfits. They're in waitress outfits. I hope there are some people that just follow them around the country just to see what zany thing they do for the top of their act too.
Yeah, it's great. It's very much giving Cole Escola.
It's amazing. I love it. Maddie, Joey's gonna come over. Have the canapes ready. Here we go. On with Stalked. Season 4, Episode 3, Playing with Fire.
She was brave enough to escape an abusive husband.
Being with Richard was living in hell every single day.
But she would soon learn how far he would go to get her back.
She knew that something very, very dangerous and violent was going to occur.
This is Vernetta Cockrum's story. When a scorned husband will kill for the chance to get even.
Well, we hear about Vernetta Cockrum, who was born on March 5th, 1969, and raised in Jonesville, North Carolina by her grandma.
By her grundle. Okay, you know what? We can't. Come on. It's pride. Get your shit together. Raised by her grundle.
Who is that? That's just my grundle. No, don't mind her. Don't look her in the eye. She gets angry. And Vernetta tells us that if she wasn't in school, she was in church. It was church for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And let me tell you, I have never related to anything more. Mm-hmm. We had church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and then there was spiritual warfare night on Monday.
I don't like the word spiritual or warfare, and when you put them together, mm-hmm. that is fear. It's intoxicating out of my curiosity, but then that is eclipsed by my fear.
Well, let me feed into both of them, because spiritual warfare night, that was when the congregation came together to battle the Gorgals, the Slackics, the tarot card readers, the demons, the spiritual dominions, and the Smurfs. That's right, the Smurfs. Only the devil could produce a bunch of small blue creatures who did magic and were spiritually entangled with a dark wizard named Gargamel.
Gargamel was so scary.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Also, I worried for Smurfette. Like, she was outnumbered. That was
a lot of pressure.
Not cute. It is. She was just, there's a lot of just little Smurf dicks around. Does anyone have eyes on Smurfette? Someone check in with her. Come on, queen. Come over to New Jersey. I'll take care of you. But Vernetta says she grew up on a hog farm. Joey, I am terrified of hogs. Let me tell you who I blame for hogs, and it is the Disney's Lion King, because they did a great disservice because they made Pumbaa seem so lovable and adorable. Hogs are terrifying. I do not vibe with hogs. I do not fuck with hogs. They are smart. First of all, they are so smart. They are so strong. They can eat a human alive. They will crush your bones like a fucking hippo. I am not kidding. They are terrifying. So I do not know what was happening on that hog farm, but I hope everyone is safe.
Hogs terrify me too. When people, you know, there's a lot of hog hunting in Louisiana and people do it with a bow and arrow.
Okay.
I'm not into it. But like you said, and we learned that on an episode, I can't think of what show it was, but how there was a suspicion that a young man had died and he was eaten by hogs. I was like, that sounds horrific. Why are hogs?
Why? They won't leave a trace of you. They will eat your bones.
Yeah, it's awful. Well, also, you know, Vernetta tells us, you know, I used to carry the slop. I need to meet the person who coined the term slop. It's disgusting and it evokes all of these images that I don't care for. I don't want this.
Well, which ones? Which images?
I think you know.
I want you to tell me.
I think all the slop. I think all of the doo-doo. I think of fluids. I think of mud. I think of barf. I think of
corn. I don't know why. I just imagine there's corn in there. The pigs are like, I don't remember eating any corn. Who gave us corn?
So, okay, moving on.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Vernetta excels in school, but at the age of 16, she finds out she is pregnant. In 1985, she gives birth to a baby girl.
I was delighted to have Candace.
Can I just tell you really quickly?
Yeah.
My little sister is named Jessica, and they almost named her Candace, but my dad said, there's no way in hell we're naming her Candace because it will be a cold day in hell before someone nicknames my daughter Candy.
Oh. Was it because of the song?
No, I have no idea. I taste just like candy. No, I have no idea.
There's also...
Candy girl. Oh, now.
But there's also... I want candy. Gong, 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 gong. Do you know there's the Christina Aguilera song that sounds like a sort of USO song, you know?
Candyman.
Sweet sugar Candyman.
That's a dirty song.
It is a very dirty song.
That's a dirty song. That is not a USO song. That's a dirty song.
Yeah, he's a one-stop, get you hot, making all the panties drop.
Mm-hmm. You're dirty, Christina. I like it. But here's the thing. Vernetta, she wanted a good life. She wanted a good life for her and her daughter. She was determined.
Y'all, this woman was juggling three part-time jobs so she could support herself and her daughter, Candace. Can we just take a second for all the single parents out there who are busting their ass to take care of their family? That shit is hard. And y'all deserve a break. In fact, take a minute to stop and sing this song with us. That's right. You are bad. You are a badass, and don't you forget it. Okay, moving on.
Love you, single parents. She graduated high school in 1993. And then, one day, out of the blue, she gets a call from an old friend, an old family friend named Richard Ellerby. Yeah, he called her out of the blue and he was like, I'm going through some things. I want to come down and visit you. And she agreed. And he was very good looking.
Yeah.
And then, y'all, strap down your titties. The narrator tells us.
And when he arrives, she is drawn to Richard, who is over 6 feet tall and 12 years her senior.
Was tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay. Men, I'm going to need you to, are you listening? They're not listening. You're not listening to me because I'm a woman and you're not listening. Hit the fast forward button three times. Hit the fast forward button four times. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to invite you back when you can come back, okay?
Okay.
You too, Joey. All right. Fast forward.
Yeah,
don't
no
listen.
Problem.
Okay, here we go. Are you listening?
Yeah.
No, I said don't listen.
I'm not listening.
Ladies, what the fuck are we doing? Okay. I get it. You see a tall man and you think that means a big eggplant emoji. It's not true. It's not true. I will tell you, it is always the short, lanky guys that pull out the baby's arm. Okay? It's not the tall guys. Get it out of your head. I get it. You want to feel small. You want to feel tiny. But I'm here to tell you that shit is toxic. Okay? If they're above 6 feet tall, do you hear me? Do you nod your head if you hear me? And you know what? While I have your attention and the men aren't here, don't text him back, okay? Don't text him back. It didn't work for a reason. And the reason is you make terrible decisions. And you're a cunt. Okay, I'm going to have the men come back. We're going to pretend like none of this happened. Act like nothing happened. And we're going to start talking about tampons in 3, 2, 1. I like the absorbency. So anyway...
Hey, I didn't hear a thing. What's up? Were you guys just talking about tampons?
We were talking about periods and tampons and vagina bleeding and nothing that you would be interested in.
As someone who was not listening for the past minute, I didn't hear anything right. That you said about men over 6 feet tall. I will say, let me tell you something. You got to watch out for those twinks, because those twinks, 5'8", 100 pounds wet, they got kickstands.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look out for them.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't know we were filming a movie. What's that tripod doing in here?
He extends his stay in Jonesville, and the two begin a relationship. Richard proves to be a stabilizing force for the hardworking single mom.
I think having a man in the house kind of made it seem more like a family for Vernetta.
And after 3 years together, they had a son in 1996. His name was Rashik. And after baby Rashik came, things started to change.
Yeah, Richard started to become very impatient. He's angered very easily, but even more worrisome is that Richard is becoming steadily more controlling. He wanted to know where Vernetta was going, what she was doing, the exact time she would be back. I fucking hate that. Mm-hmm. I don't owe you shit. I'm going to the store or I'm going to work. I'm back when I'm back. You don't like it? Talk to God. He's got more time than I do. I don't understand that need. Like, I don't need to know the outline of every minute, every second of my partner's day. I don't care. Yeah.
Well, that's called control.
Yes. I mean, my whole thing is just like, if you don't trust me, then why are you with me? Also, we live in a town of two people. Like, if I were up to something nefarious, you would know.
Exactly. And we see reenactment Richard yelling for the remote control and snapping for Vernetta. And Vernetta's not having it. Now, I understand they're using this hypothetical situation to show a much bigger picture.
Yeah.
But I will say, all trust goes out the window when you're looking for the remote control. Okay? When you're looking for the remote control, you're like, are you sitting on the remote? No. Stand up. It's like, no trust. Everything. Stand up. I know it's under you. Just everyone stand up.
Also, you and I are the worst, because without fail, when I come to your house and we make a trip to the McDonald's for a medium Diet Coke with light ice, we can never find your car keys. We can't find the car keys. We can't find our shoes. We can't find our wallets. We can't find our minds. We lost them a long time ago. Is that just like...
They're 80... with our marbles.
Yeah, truly. I lost my marbles. Is it ADHD or are we just... Well, I don't understand. We need to put an air tag on all of our things.
We do that when we're in the hotel, when we're on tour. Do you have a room key? No. Do you? We'll get another one downstairs. They give us 17 room keys when we check in. How do we never have a room key between us?
It's called ADHD. Anyway, the question here for Vernetta was, what sparked this change in Richard? It seemed like he was hiding something.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And one day in 1999, after a heated argument, he hits Vernetta.
It's the first time he ever put his hands on me. He flipped me upside down and dropped me on my head.
Richard completely crosses the line, and if you watch this episode, I'm warning you now, the reenactment is very difficult to watch. It jolted me. I don't know how you felt watching it, but I was like, holy fuck, it's very intense. I don't mean this to sound some kind of way, but they did a very good job at making it look very real, and I immediately felt myself in Vernetta's shoes. It was really scary.
Yeah. So up until this point, he had been disrespectful. He had been controlling. He had been scary. All of those things. But he never laid his hands on her. Not to say that his behavior was acceptable before, but as you said, that is definitely crossing a line. And this attack was bad. But she didn't kick him out of the house. And she said what many women say, and that's she felt stuck.
Yeah. Let me tell you also, men like this, don't be surprised when you are met with violence at a time you don't see it coming, because you can push someone and think that they're like a pushover or very docile, but everyone has their breaking point. I remember in high school hearing a story about a woman whose husband hit her after she found out he was cheating, and she confronted him and he beat her up really badly. So that night when he went to bed, she made a large pot of scalding hot vegetable soup. And as he slept, she poured it all over him and she moved out that very night. Y'all better be careful, because one day you're going to fuck with the wrong one. Sometimes I feel like a little kid when I watch things like this or hear things about this, because I just could never understand how you can say to someone, I love you and I care about you, and put your hands on them. I don't understand it. Anyway.
Well, 2 years pass and it's 2001 and they get married. More on that later. Mm. I have some side research as to that decision. And his temper doesn't get any better.
He would lash out, but I wouldn't understand why. It was other things that were going on with him that I didn't know.
She felt trapped. The abuse was getting worse. And then she tells us that in addition to all of this controlling behavior, the physical behavior, he also sexually assaulted her. Mm. Intimate partner rape is a very real thing.
Yeah.
And she felt immense shame. She couldn't talk to anyone at her church or her family. The intense and profound shame that is present in DV situations is inexplicable. And then how do you explain to someone, because when you're married, you have sex.
Right.
How do you explain rape in a marriage?
Yeah.
But it's very real. And it's something that is, it's even more underreported than domestic violence situations.
Wow.
And that is due to that shame. We're husband and wife. We share a bed. We should do that. But it doesn't matter, because no still means no when you're married.
Absolutely. I think the whole point of Richard's behavior, the way he treated her, the way he abused her, was to make her feel absolutely powerless. And it worked. I mean, this poor woman, when she was telling her story, all I wanted to do was wrap my arms around her. So now it's July 4th, 2002. Vernetta wanted the family to have an outing to celebrate Independence Day. So they pack up and they're going to have a picnic. But then Richard, in one of his moods, out of the blue, says, I changed my mind. I'm going off on my own. Get out of the car.
And Vernetta's like, no, we have a day planned. The kids are in the car. We've packed everything up. I got the sparklers from Walmart, the legal kind. What are you doing? They were literally ready to go. He didn't like that answer. And Richard grabbed a baseball bat and attacked Vernetta with it.
In front of her 17-year-old daughter, Candace. So Candace calls the police, and thankfully they show up and arrest Richard for assault. But the most insane part of this is that Richard was allowed to bail himself out, and he's home that same day. But Vernetta does not let him back in the house. She says, get the fuck out of here. Find your way back to New Jersey. I hear the turnpike is lovely this time of year. Yeah. Then she started throwing his shit out of the second story window. Please listen to what Vernetta says.
I put it in plastic bags. I was trying to be nice.
That fucking took me out.
I wish I knew Vernetta. I would have come to your house and sprinkled the fucking front lawn with his Tommy Bahama shirts. I would have been right there with you. I don't know shit about fuck, but I do know that Vernetta was a whole lot nicer than I would have been. Good on fucking you, Vernetta.
Yeah.
Fucking fertilize that lawn with his Calvin Klein's.
So Richard takes his shit and leaves, and Vernetta is hoping that that is the end of that. But it's not, because this piece of rumple foreskin starts following her everywhere. And I mean everywhere.
The bank, the grocery store, her friend's house, church, everywhere she happened to be, Richard would show up. I say this all the time with these people. Do they not have jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call out stalking? No, I'm so sorry. I have to be on a schedule. How does this work? And she very intelligently said, I think he just liked seeing me squirm, seeing me react. That is stalking. He was calling her. He was following her. He was messing with her fuse box. He is violent. He is impulsive. He is unpredictable. We talked about that last week. And she is scared for her life. And she should be.
Yes, absolutely. Because the thing is that Richard does not view her as someone he loves. He doesn't view her as his wife. He views her as his possession. He owns her. And now he's not in the driver's seat anymore. And the fact that he can't control her makes him feel out of control. One of the ways that he can get control is by following her around and scaring the shit out of her. And finally, Vernetta goes to the police and files for a restraining order against him, which is granted. So if he comes near her, he goes to jail.
But it doesn't help. Of course not. She's having trouble sleeping. She can't concentrate. She's paranoid. So much so that she begins carrying a gun with her in the car. And
I don't blame her.
Yeah, we're going to learn that that was actually a very good decision.
Listen, I'm sure she's thinking, I'm doing what I have to do. At this point, it's either you or me, and it ain't going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One day, Vernetta is working in Elkin, a town just across the county line from Jonesville. As she finishes up her Friday shift, she sees Richard waiting for her in the parking lot and calls local police.
The protective order that she had was enforceable anywhere in the United States.
Protection order.
Well, buckle up, y'all, because this is going to put a bee in all of our bonnets. Several bees. A hive of bees. Prepare ye for some buzzing around your head.
Someone go get Texas Bee Works.
Truly.
I was called under this porch to go look at this rogue swarm of bees. There were so many bees. I tried to find the queen. I found the queen, and I put her in a clip.
That is,
I love that lady.
Scarily accurate.
And it was another beautiful day of saving the bees.
So she calls the Elkin Police Department and they're like, hey, Vanessa, is that what it is? Sorry. We have no record of this order of protection. Okay, mind you, I think you probably have a computer that you could look it up in. And also, this order of protection, it's supposed to be good everywhere, all over the U.S. But they're like, sorry, we can't really help you.
Now, before I could start tapping my fingers away in anger, Dr. Ward, down bitch, she says exactly what I'm thinking.
It's not Vernetta's job to let everybody know, every police department in every town near her, that there's a protective order. They should be able to figure that out, look it up, at least investigate this. But to say that there's nothing they can do is complete negligence on their part, in my mind.
What is your actual job?
Yep.
I mean, I believe, I could be wrong. I could get Anthony Rakowski on the phone. I believe your job literally says to serve and protect.
Yep.
Isn't that like written somewhere? Even if this woman doesn't have a protective order, let's say it didn't even exist, which it does the town over, which should be good for the entire United States, like you said, if she says she fears for her life, isn't that your job to protect her or pretend to protect her? Go through the motions.
Yep.
Go over there, see what she's worried about, see what she's scared about. If anyone is scared, isn't that just called being a good human? Like, go see what she's... And now, sorry, computer says no. What are we fucking doing?
All you have to do is send one cop over. Send one patrolman over to assess the situation. If someone says, I do not feel safe, your job is literally to go and make sure that that person feels safe. Do the bare minimum. You took an oath to protect and serve. The sad thing is like, what else can Vernetta do? She's got to go home. She's got two kids. So she leaves the diner and heads straight to the car. But of course, Richard catches her by the neck and whispers in her ear, if you scream, or if you yell, I will snap your neck. And what's more terrifying than hearing those words is the fact that she is in a public place where people mm-hmm. must have seen something. She's in a parking lot and he's threatening to kill her publicly in front of people, in front of potential witnesses. That man is terrifying.
So he puts her in her car and tells her to drive to his house. She's terrified. Of course she's going to do anything that he says. And so she tells us she's certain this is the day
yep.
that she is going to die.
Yep.
She thinks this is it. He is going to kill me today. Now remember, Vernetta is a down bitch. She has that gun in her car. So when they get to his house, she grabs it and she hits him with the butt of the gun. And she gets, you know, a good shot in, doesn't stop him. Richard grabs Vernetta and slams her into a brick wall.
Again, this reenactment jolted me. It's very violent to watch. And have you ever hit your head, like, hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sounds stupid. I got hit in the head in beach blanket with a tambourine. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds stupid, but it gave me such a goose egg.
Yeah.
It was scary. It was casting a shadow. It was a big old goose egg.
Yeah.
And I got nicked with a tambourine.
Yeah.
The gayest way to get a goose egg. But it still was scary and it fucking hurt. And, you know, those things swell up so fast.
Yeah. Also, I have hit my head on the ground really hard. And you truly see stars. It takes you out of it. You are not here on planet Earth. And it takes a minute to be able to collect yourself and bring yourself back to planet Earth.
She thinks he's going to kill her. But what he does next shocks her to the core.
He calls the police and tells them he's going to press charges. Because I came to his house with a gun. I realized that I'm being set up.
He wants to press charges against Vernetta because she showed up on his property with a gun and she assaulted him.
Yeah. All true information, but you're leaving out really important bits of it, my guy.
Yep.
So the police come, take pictures of her, and she is definitely bruised and beaten. But he says he was acting in self-defense. So the cops arrest him, obviously, because he hurt her. JK, they arrest Vernetta, the victim who has begged for help, the victim who just an hour before tried to get the police to protect her. What is happening?
Please help me understand, because I'm not a cop, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a judge, I don't know this, okay? But wouldn't they take both of their IDs, run their names and their social security numbers through the system and see that she has an order of protection against him.
Why would they do that?
The bare minimum.
The bare minimum. That would be the bare minimum. They're not doing the bare minimum today.
Yeah.
Dr. Ward, my new best friend, says,
we see cases in which law enforcement is inept, but in this case, they're almost complicit.
Say it again. Say it a fucking again.
Complicit.
They are basically helping this man systematically abuse this woman. They are the accomplice.
Yep.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Buckle up and hold on to your nipples, because they throw Vernetta in jail for the weekend. And it's not until that Monday she meets with the district attorney. And thank God for this man, because he took one look at her and he knew immediately this woman is the victim in this situation, not Richard. And he worked diligently to have the charges against her dropped, and Vernetta was released. The way in which I would have sued that police department would be called Joey's motherfucking gay police department, and every cop would be in hot shorts and stilettos, because every day we would what? Serve. We are serving here.
So they turn around and they arrest him with assault and violating the protective order. And he's released on a $100,000 bond. Just kidding. A $3,000 bond. $3,000. Why don't you just make that 15 cents and a grab bag of fucking Fritos? Why have any bond, in fact? Why? What are we even doing? Why are we even pretending that anybody is going to do anything? Also, side research, it was a $1,000 bond.
What? I don't understand. This man has proven himself to be dangerous and a threat to Vernetta. Why should he be allowed to roam the streets while he waits for his trial date? He clearly doesn't give a fuck about that restraining order. I don't understand.
Do you want me to tell you, or did you want to just live in ignorant bliss?
No, I understand what it is. It's because we don't protect women. And also, this police department is reckless. They are absolutely reckless. And only days later, Vernetta sees this cock-juggling thunder cunt in the lot across the street with a shovel digging a giant hole. It's interesting to me, like, Vernetta, she's not stupid. She is not stupid, but she is such a thoughtful person, like, maybe we could say a little bit naive. She's thinking, oh, maybe he's helping the church with something?
I wish she was helping the church with something.
Yeah.
She begins to realize what it is he's digging. Two human-sized holes. Then her worst fears are confirmed.
He just called me up, left a voicemail that he was going to put me and the children in those graves.
What?
Yeah, we knew this man was unhinged. Now we know he is absolutely psychotic.
So Vernetta calls the police and they're like, ha ha ha, you silly woman. That's not true. And she's like, I need him arrested. I need him arrested. That is a threat. She is terrified. He is serious. Why are we challenging crazy, dangerous people? Why are we giving him the opportunity? Don't forget, he's out on bail. Why aren't these cops doing anything? And Vernetta is like, fuck this. Fuck you all. Fuck the horse you rode in on. She drives to the courthouse. She's like, the cops won't help me. Let me get a judge to give me a warrant. The judge is like, yeah, that sounds wild. Why are they not arresting this man? So she calls the police and she's like, bop, 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 bop. Police, I did your job fucking for you. Here is the warrant. Go arrest that motherfucker, because he is going to put me in a grave. You are not listening to me. You are not taking me seriously. What is happening? Did they get their badge out of a fucking Cracker Jack box? They're like licking their fucking fingers. They're like, sorry, the caramel corn. It just makes my fingers so sticky. What are you doing?
Well, you know, before Dr. Ward popped in to say this, I literally was thinking race has to play a role in this because we are dealing, this is a black family. And then Dr. Ward says this.
I'm reticent to believe that in this day and age, race could really play a part in this type of an issue, but it's hard for me to understand why I keep coming across cases in which an African-American victim is not receiving the help they need from law enforcement. I don't know who they're being paid to protect, but it's not Vernetta.
You know, we continue to see cases in which cops fail to protect marginalized groups. And in fact, more than that, they're targeted. And I don't want to hear not all cops. I know it's not all cops. But if you can't see that there is, at times, a discrepancy in which the way white folks are protected and advocated for by the police, by the media, versus how people of color are, you're living under a rock or you're choosing to ignore it. And Vernetta was absolutely not protected by the local police. They clearly did not give a shit whether this family lived or died. I kept feeling something as I was noting this episode, and I'm like, ooh, I was getting like my heart was racing. And then I realized by this point, I was full of rage. Rage for this family because they did not give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck until it's too late.
Yep.
Every time. So she has the warrant. She's like, can you arrest him now? And before you can say, he's digging my fucking grave over there, Richard just drives by.
Yep.
He's like, hey, kind of like taunting her. And the cops, this is what they say in the episode. The cops are like, we'll arrest him today. Arrest him now. Turn on your little blinky lights. Go fucking drive. You don't even have to go the speed limit.
Yep.
You're a cop.
Yep.
Go drive and fucking get... We'll get them. We'll get them. We got to go swing by. Those Boston cream donuts ain't going to eat themselves.
Oh, don't worry, though. They promised. They promised they would arrest him. So now Vernetta is thinking, finally, thank fucking God, something will change.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So at this point, she's thinking Richard is in jail. She's able to maybe relax a little bit. And the next morning, she heads out and she leaves her 17-year-old daughter, Candace, at home while she runs some errands.
But when she gets home, she notices something strange.
The door is slightly open and Richard's keys are jammed into the lock.
First thing goes through my mind is, where's Candace? Where's Candace? I had no idea when I opened up that door wider what I was going to see.
So she goes into her house and she calls out for Candace and there's no answer. And out of nowhere, Richard attacks her, pushes her to the ground. He's got a knife and everything goes black.
Yeah. She said, when he lunged at me, he had eyes like Manson. That painted such a clear picture for me. So you have to remember, Richard is over 6 feet tall. He is a very large man. And Vernetta is teeny weeny. So he overpowers her. He is straddling her. And she can't fight back. She can't do anything. And this man pulls out a knife and he slits her throat. Then he gets up and leaves her to die. This poor woman, she is blacked out. But after a few minutes, mercifully, she comes to and she said, I thought I could hear my daughter Candace telling me to get up off the floor. But when I opened my eyes and I looked around, I didn't see her anywhere.
This woman, this warrior woman,
yeah,
makes her way to the front door. She's bleeding everywhere. She has her throat slit. She runs to the police station. She falls into the police station and collapses in the lobby. And what I wanted her to say was, do you fucking believe me now?
Yeah. Well, she collapsed in the arms of the sheriff. And all I could think is, you have blood on your hands. You literally have blood on your hands. And the fact that she had to show up at your front doorstep with her throat cut open for you to do something, it is a travesty. So Vernetta is rushed to the hospital and the cops head to her home and... Sorry, like...
It's okay, baby.
That really, like, caught me. It's really awful.
Yeah. This is a really dark one.
When they enter her home, they find her 17-year-old daughter, Candace, murdered.
Candace had been bound with tape on her hands and her feet. She had put up a significant fight. Her fingers were broken. She had bruises from head to toe, broken ribs, fractures, and he had stabbed her to death.
It's awful.
I was so angry when I heard this because that child had to pay for the negligence of the police.
Yep. How do you go on? I mean, Vernetta survived. Vernetta is here and she survived and her daughter is gone. And that's just not the way. Obviously, murder is not supposed to happen, but that's just not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of this, but it's the Sally Field where it's like, I'm supposed to go first.
Yeah.
It's not natural to lose your child. It's
no.
not natural. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
No. And Vernetta had this to say.
I couldn't breathe. I mean, it was really, really, really hard to breathe. I'm the person that he was waiting for. It wasn't Candace, it was me.
This woman's heartbreak is palpable. It was really hard to hear that. I was really hoping that it wouldn't come to this, but mm-hmm. I could feel it. And why does someone have to die in order for anyone in a position of power to take a case like this seriously? Why would this person keep calling the police, keep reaching out, if they weren't telling the truth? It's just, I don't understand. So anyway, Richard is on the run. 3 days after the murder, they finally find Richard in New Jersey. And this piece of shit had doused himself in gasoline, set himself on fire, and he died. Rot in hell. Dr. Ward mentioned that she thought he did this out of sheer guilt. Do you agree with that?
I think he probably hated himself. I think there was probably mental illness.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was out of guilt. I don't think it was because he felt bad. I think it was that he didn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
And he's a coward. That's what cowards do.
Yeah.
A coward hurts women. A coward hurts children.
Yeah.
And a coward can't face their own consequences of their own actions. And that was his last form of control.
Right.
Was controlling the way he left this earth.
Right.
He controlled the way Candace left this earth. And then he controlled the way he did. And for all he knew, he thought Vernetta was dead as well.
Right.
It wasn't guilt. It wasn't because he felt bad. People that do that don't have remorse.
Yeah, I kept thinking about Vernetta and how he robbed her of the opportunity to look him in his eyes, see the pain that he's caused, and basically give her her day in court to curse that man up and down or not, or say whatever her piece was, whatever it was. She doesn't get to do that. Well, let me tell you something. In 2009, Vernetta sued the city of Jonesville for negligence and wrongful death. And she won what I would imagine is a very large settlement.
Oh, I'll tell you how much the settlement is and you'll rage again, but go on.
Well, also, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Because that doesn't bring Candace back. Hopefully it prevents anything like this from happening again. But again, I keep coming back to, why do we have to get to this point for someone to go, maybe we should reassess?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm really mad.
Oh, this is infuriating. In 2009, North Carolina enacted something called Candace's Law, which cracks down on people who violate protective orders. And Vernetta tells us exactly what Candace's Law is.
Candace's Law states that if you have a restraining order in place, you must arrest. So no more of the pat on the wrist for Candace.
You know, that's wonderful. That's great. But a child had to die for them to enact any kind of legislation to protect people.
Yeah.
Protective orders are just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Why was he able to bail himself out the first time? Why was his bail $1,000 the second time? Why was he out on bail and digging graves? When people tell you who they are, believe them. When he says, I'm going to kill them and put them in a grave, you should believe them.
Yeah, she must have played the voicemail he left on her machine. They had everything. Yes, you are right. An order of protection is just a piece of paper. But we have people in positions of power who are supposed to be there to enforce it. They had more than they needed to make that arrest more than once. I cannot believe that race did not play a role in this.
Absolutely.
It had to have.
Well, I have a little bit of information that I researched on this. I was very curious about some things. First of all, she had a third child. The summer of 2001, she was pregnant, and Richard insisted they get married. I was very curious as to why she got married. Now, the pastor at their church who was counseling them did not trust Richard farther than he could throw him right at the church picnic and refused to conduct the ceremony.
Wow.
So then Vernetta was like, cool, great. Phew, I'm out of that one. One day, he offered to drive Vernetta to the grocery store. And instead of going to the grocery store,
right,
he drove to the courthouse.
Yeah.
And that day, they were married. But guess what? Vernetta never said, I do. She said, quote, I cried the entire time. I never said a word. He spoke for me.
Wow.
So she was quite literally married against her will. And then their third child, Dominique, was born February 26, 2002. So in that wrongful death case against the police, Vernetta was awarded $430,000.
What?
Listen, no amount of money is going to fill the void in any parent's heart when their child is lost. But I do believe in monetary compensation in order to punish.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be for millions, Joey.
Me too. I thought we were looking at least 5 million.
You know, it's just money. Anybody who's ever lost anyone or sued anyone, they would give it all back to have their family back.
Of course.
But that is the final slap in the face. Yep. That was $430,000.
Wow.
This is so tragic and so sad. And I'm sorry, not shocking.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but there are people listening who find themselves in situations that they possibly can't get out of or are in dangerous situations. So I want you to know that the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-7233. There is also RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network Hotline, for anyone else who might need help. Intimate partner rape, intimate partner abuse, please call 1-800-656-HOPE. That's 1-800-656-4673. Vernetta continues to speak out against domestic violence in the name of her daughter, Candace. And talk about a colossal failure. You all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yep. Yes, you should.
You all do not serve or protect for shit, because Candace isn't the only one.
No, of course not.
I wish that whole entire police force would turn in their badges, because you are a disgrace. You are a disgrace to the good ones.
Yeah.
Say something funny.
Well, all I can think is that I would like to be hired as the new sheriff of that police department so that I could enforce new rules for the police department. And the first thing I would do is line them all up, and I would take a big old dildo and just slap them all across the face, one by one, back and forth. Uh-huh. And then I would play Donna Summer all day, every day, relentlessly. In fact, I would turn all their sirens into "She Works Hard for the Money." So that's how you knew you had to pull over. And I am not joking. I would put all of every one of them. Your uniform is now nipple clamps, a thong, and stilettos. Enjoy. Protect and serve.
Seems fair.
Honey, I think we have to pull over.
We're serving or not serving. Fuck you.
Literally.
Fuck those police. And honestly, I do not hate cops. I know cops.
Yeah.
I know good cops hate those fucking cops.
Yeah.
I know that for a fucking fact.
Vernetta.
Oh, man.
If I ever see Vernetta, I just would love consensually to hug her for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Not let go. Down, bitches. We love you so much. Please, if you are new here, hello. And please follow us on social media. We are out there. We're out here. We're doing the work. We are at I Think Not Pod on Instagram and TikTok. You can join our Facebook community. I swear, I know some people don't like Facebook, but our Facebook page is lit. It is safe. It is friendly. We have great conversations. And you can find that at the I Think Not Pod discussion group.
Nope. Yep.
What is it?
Well, I Think Not Podcast Facebook discussion.
I think they would probably find it.
You never know. Also, don't forget, we're going back out on tour in July. We have some new dates that we will announce. I think we're doing 3 or 4 new cities, and then we are going to put this show to bed until the fall when we write a new show, God help us, and then we're going to take that sucker back out on tour, and we're going to see you. But if we're coming to a city near you, we would love...
Pittsburgh! Austin! Atlanta! Wait, sorry, I just...
Subtle,
honey. Sorry.
Very subtle. But if we are coming to a city near you, we would love to see you. We'd love to hug your neck, give you a kiss. We always hang out after the shows to take a picture and give a kiss to anyone who wants to. It's really our favorite.
And if you are on Apple Podcasts, I want to tell you, there was an iOS update that is making all podcasters bend over, grab our ankles, and take it up the butt. If you are on Apple Podcasts and you go to our page, please click the 3 dots in the top right-hand corner, go to settings, and just click automatically download 10 latest episodes. Just that will fix the iOS update that has fucked all of the podcasters up. Again, go to the 3 dots on the top left, hit settings, and about a little further down than halfway down, click automatically download 10 latest episodes. Just that will help us out so much. So would a 5-star review, and share our episodes and our pages on your socials. We absolutely cannot do this without you. We love you. We appreciate you. We are happy you're here. And you know what? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. We love you all so much. And I love you too, Yellen Marsh.
I love you, Joey.
Love y'all.
I love you, dumb bitches.
Hi. She wakes up for the minute.
Hot.
Can we just wait 1 second? There's a plane passing by. Or a helicopter. And it sounds like the fucking end of the world. What is this, Miss Saigon?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.